T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for some good news.
Yeah, there is good news in the world.
And we bring it right to you.
Giving good vibes to our tribe. The Jeff and Jen Show is about to give you all the feels.
There is a superhero right here in Atlanta, and her name is Catherine Kennedy. She is feeding the homeless with public fruit trees that grow all over the city. She started this really cool organization called Concrete Jungle because they realize that there's so much opportunity for free and nutritious food that's actually growing all over Atlanta. They just need to connect that food to people who are in need of it.
So she's planting fruit trees, or the fruit trees already exist?
She's
just harvesting them.
They already exist. So she and the Concrete Jungle team created this database. It's a map of 2,800 trees available to the public.
Shut up.
Yes, and you can see all the trees. You can even add trees to it or adopt a tree if you want to get involved. And then they have a second database of all these private trees where owners are willing to share the extra fruit. They have an annual fruit ramble every single year, and they held it just last weekend where everybody goes around on bikes and by foot to gather all of the fruits from these free trees, these public trees, and give it back to people who are in need, to homeless folks. And so she's put it all together. There's a fruit tree map. You can volunteer or be a part of concretejungle.org. And here's a little bit of Catherine, the local superhero, talking about their project.
The apples that grow in Atlanta, even if they look really, really different than the apples you see at the store, are totally edible. We have a map of 2,800 fruit trees, but that's just barely scratching the surface. There is this abundance that's growing all over the place, and people don't realize that they can use it or eat it. And meanwhile, we have so many people in our city that are hungry.
So she is connecting the two and feeding people.
Really?
So smart.
Brilliant.
It's so smart. Simply genius, right?
Yeah.
Kelly Cheese, what do you have for All the Feels this week?
So I know All the Feels isn't supposed to be a competition, but this is the best story. And Jen, I know you're going to side with me on this because it involves a 7-year-old and an old person.
Aww,
and you love old people.
Yes, I do.
So 7-year-old Caleb has an elderly neighbor who is really sick. This woman's battling both lung and breast cancer and doesn't want to move out of her house. She's comfortable there. So 7-year-old Caleb checks on her every single day. And not just once a day. He goes over there 4 to 5 times a day to check on her and make sure that she wakes up from all of her naps. Now, her granddaughter came over one day and saw that he was there hanging out with her, just checking on her, took a picture of it and put it up on social media. And now it's gone totally viral. And she said, you know, he comes to visit my grandmother every day to make sure that she's okay and she's waking up from her naps. And my heart just cannot take this. Caleb is a standout kid who is helping my grandmother through difficult times.
So sweet.
How adorable is that? 7 years old and he's just trucking over. He's like, I'm going to check on my neighbor. So cute.
I have a story for all of the teachers who are wrapping up their school year. A student has rewarded all of the teachers that he or she had with a free vacation.
What? Oh my gosh, are you serious?
True story. Now, Teachers Appreciation Day was, what, 2 weeks ago, I think?
Yeah.
Or it was like a whole week. So maybe you sent your favorite old teacher they don't have to be old, but your favorite past teacher. like a note or... maybe even bought somebody a gift, you're not going to be able to compete with the person who gave vouchers totaling $96,000 to every teacher at Lindley Elementary School.
Wow.
The vouchers are for a free vacation for the teacher and their family. And the principal, Tracy Roof, is the one who got to tell the entire staff about it when they were gathered in the auditorium.
They work so hard, and it's a hard job each and every day. And I'm glad to see that someone else sees the value in teaching. And it just made me feel really good. And it was just one of those moments you'll never, ever forget.
Yes.
That is so cool. And you get a vacation, and you get a vacation.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels. feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gonna give it to you.
If you ever come across a good news story, please let us know about it, and we can feature that story inside an episode of All the Feels here on the Jeff and Jen Show. Make you feel good, put you in a good mood. There's enough drama out there in the world already.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.